Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Afghanistan Provisional Government has failed. At least three people were killed Monday at the Kabul airport amid Taliban takeover in the city. The Taliban overran the capital city of Kabul over the weekend as President Biden stayed on vacation. The Taliban are now the 35th largest air force in the world, thanks to U.S. assets left behind. Former ambassador to Afghanistan Ryan Crocker on Bloomberg TV last week says the Afghan government will not survive.
It is beyond disingenuous for the president to say now we've made all these inputs and that's up to them to fight for their own country when he embraced the process and he owns it lock, stock, and barrel, guaranteeing that the government would probably not survive.
The Taliban captured Bagram Air Base on Sunday and released thousands of prisoners, including many senior Al-Qaeda operatives. The death toll from Haiti's 7.2 magnitude earthquake climbed to nearly 1,300 people on Sunday. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Official reports out of Haiti following a massive 7.2 earthquake that struck Haiti on Saturday has the death toll at nearly 1,300. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Drones flying over are being used to determine what areas are in the greatest need. We were able to get through to Cara Buck of Mercy Corps in Port-au-Prince.
People are in agony. People are on the streets. So many families are without their homes, looking for help, looking for shelter.
She describes the hardest hit area in southwestern Haiti.
You know, high rates of poverty as well as hunger. A lot of the structures are, you know, have mud walls, et cetera, so really sensitive to conditions, earthquake conditions.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
With Tropical Storm Fred gaining strength on the way to the Florida Panhandle, many schools in the area are closed Monday because of the storm. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to allow an estimated 1 million illegal immigrants into the United States, many infected with the coronavirus, Border Patrol agents are now being shot at. Former ICE Director Tom Homan on Fox News says the threats at the border will continue.
No, it actually happens more than we realize. And I actually patrolled that area back in 84 to 88. The Otay Mountain area. I was a border patrol agent in that same area, so I'm very familiar with the area. I was actually involved in the shooting way back then, right in that general area near Tecate. But that area is known for high trafficking. It's high human trafficking, high alien smuggling, and high drug smuggling. And what's happening right now, the cartels know that the border patrol is overwhelmed. They know backup is miles away because half the border patrol is processing family units and children. And they're smuggling a lot of drugs in the United States right now because they know half the border patrol's off the line. That's why we have over 90,000 fentanyl overdoses already this year. So they've been emboldened, and they're making a lot of money, and they're willing to take the risk and take on law enforcement because of the money they're making. But I'll say this, they're cowards because they more likely shoot from Mexico where they're protected by corrupt, you know, law enforcement, corrupt military, rather than shooting, staying in the United States, because they'll be prosecuted to full extent of law in this country. It's unfortunate that I think it's going to happen more as they've been emboldened and they're moving more drugs. There's more incidents like this will occur.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, we're dealing with a lot here in this country, no doubt. An out-of-control... spending government that is, capitalizing not only on us, our grandkids, and our great-grandkids hadn't been born yet. They're taking money from them. And you talk about taxation without representation. Boy, this is a classic. And it's easy to get frustrated when you think about what's happening, you know, domestically. Open borders, the way this government's being run, on and on. And then over the weekend, Larry Klayman, we see... the downfall of Afghanistan. And we're really not even seeing it, you know, close up. We're only imagining. I mean, we have seen in the past what the Taliban does, what they will do to the women, what they're doing in terms of just taking over that country in the most ruthless of ways. I mean, so desperate are the people wanting to get out that some try to hold on to an airplane, and you see video of people falling from the airplane because they weren't secured inside, but they were so desperate to get out of the country. You know, this is absolutely mind-numbing and heartbreaking all at the same time. What do you say, Larry?
Bill, it's also not just humiliating to the United States, but it sends a message to the entire world. Other people have said this, and they're right, is that the United States is not a reliable ally. But more importantly, it also tells you that the president of the United States, if you want to call him that, frankly, I don't recognize him as president, is completely brain dead and stupid. And that's scary. That's scary, not just for people overseas that are allies, particularly Israel and others, but for the American people. And as far as bankrupting this country, you see, it's not just because it's socialism, and they want to hand stuff out for people. Now they're raising food stamps another 23%. It's an actual plan to destroy the country economically, the mass mandates, to take control of people, to destroy the country health-wise. It's a full-court press. To use the FBI as a Gestapo to run anybody down that was in Washington, even peacefully, on January 6th, to quell dissent. This is where we are, is that they realize that they must seize total control, and then once they have total control, they will be able to impose, I think, what's going to ultimately become a communist state. Mm-hmm. And that's clear because the people that are running the Democratic Party and that openly admit that they're communists, not by using the word.
Right.
You know, the CNN, Bill, yesterday ran a piece where they had a chyron praising the Taliban for wearing masks in their invasion of Kabul. Okay, CNN, the communist news network. So it's a full court press to take over this country and to impose, not what the Taliban's imposing on Afghanistan, but something short of it, frankly. And that's kind of extreme, but that's my that's what I believe.
We have to start seeing reality here, Larry. We're talking with Larry Klayman, the founder and former chair of Judicial Watch, current chairman of Freedom Watch, and the author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. Your book is so timely, Larry, because, you know, it deals with reality, and people are waking up. I saw another tweet this morning where a person was saying, look, I'm sorry I voted for Joe Biden. I wasted my vote. I would do it different if I knew now. If I knew now what I should have known then, basically. And this is the general consensus and a growing consensus of people who voted for Joe Biden. Of course, many of us are still questioning. I mean, I think it's fair to ask for an audit. And I think that an audit should be conducted. Over 50% of the country, Republican, Democrat alike, say, look, there's something wrong here. We need to find out for sure if, in fact, it was a legitimate election, not some, you know, talking head from some prejudiced, propagandized news center telling us that it was a legit. I don't know that.
Well, you know, yes, we would like to know that, but that will never be accepted. The Republican Party is running for the exits. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was another report over the weekend that Lindsey Graham, who goes on Hannity all the time and promises justice, even when he was head of the Judiciary Committee, called Biden and apologized for raising the issue of Hunter Biden's taking bribes from China, Ukraine, and Russia, which were obviously laundered into, according to Tony Bobulinski,
right,
Biden's accounts. So there's no opposition here at all. And the biggest problem, you're right, Bill, you hit on it, is the American people themselves. It's because they live in a dream world. They, you know, they want to go play golf. They want to go play tennis. There's still, you know, a residual of wealth. They think this is going to go away. It's like they're sitting on the deck of the Titanic listening to music as the ship of state has hit rock bottom already. And it has. It's hit rock bottom. And they don't even know we're in a crisis. So what do you do? You know, well, in California, thank God there's a recall provision. Because Gavin Newsom's going to be thrown out on his rear end. I don't know how long Larry Elder will remain as governor. He's probably going to.
Well, he'll have a year. Whoever gets elected. I mean, first it's, you know, vote yes on the you know, it's a two-part deal. You vote yes on the recall, and then you vote, and he who gets the most votes wins. And Larry Elder has got a lot of momentum. And people are looking to him, and it's 1 year. And as I shared with a friend of mine in California yesterday, Larry, is that, you know, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger found out. He thought he was going to come in with a huff and a puff and all that. And then they told him and said, hey, Arnold, we want you to know 85% of the state's budget is already fixed. And as if that's not enough, these, you know, unilateral state-controlled senators and assemblymen have spent 19% above the 100. So they're 119% over budget. So good luck, whatever you think you're going to be able to control.
Well, the point I'm making is we have to find a way peacefully and legally to get Biden out of office.
Right.
And Kamala Harris, okay? Mm-hmm. California, at least there's a mechanism. You know, you can criticize California all you want, but at least they had that in the law. But you'll never impeach Biden, even though he's committed treason at the southern border. He's committed treason with regard to Afghanistan and our national security. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans will just sit there and use it for political purposes, thinking they're going to retake control of at least the House of Representatives in 2 years. But, you know, frankly, Bill, who cares if they take re-control? Because when they had control, they did nothing to begin with. That's why we're in the situation we are right now. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wrote my book, It Takes a Revolution, Citizens Grand Juries. We take our legal system back under the laws of nature and nature's God, as our founding fathers declared on July 4, 1776. We recently had a Third Continental Congress. I'd like people to go to freedomwatchusa.org and watch that. Is that I think we need to declare independence again.
Without a doubt.
Represent us.
Yeah, our Declaration of Independence Constitution allows for that, Larry. And I believe, what are we, six states away from, you know, a convention of the states?
Well, we can do it that way, or we can just simply do it.
Yes.
We're still liberating.
Right.
You know, one way to get rid of Biden is to say, hey, you know, we have a new government here. If you want to join us, if there are any people that are honest that are in government, join us. But we, the people, now have taken back our government.
Yes.
And ask yourself this. I've said it before in your show. Who is worse, Biden and Harris or King George III? Is it King George III wasn't a socialist? He wasn't a communist. He wasn't an atheist. He was not a radical of these other groups, and most people in these groups are decent people, just want to live their lives. But the radicals have seized control. We are in a worse situation today than we were in 1776. And if you don't know it, you know, I've got people in my family that are in retirement. I tell them, get up off the couch and do something for your kids and grandkids.
Got to go to break. More from Larry Klayman after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. 75 years ago, Reverend Charlie Byer started the Gospel Tide Hour radio program to share the gospel message in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. That initial Gospel Tide Hour show that enthralled the surrounding community gave birth to the Tide Ministry, a global network of partners sharing the gospel and making disciples in 30 different languages on three continents. The gospel has the power to change lives all around the world, and our passion is to help as many people as possible find new life in Christ by telling them the good news about Jesus in their own language. We are humbled by what God has enabled us to accomplish over 75 years, and we look forward to what the Lord will do in the next seven decades. To learn about the Tide Ministry's vision to impact even more people over the next 75 years and how you can participate in sharing the good news of Christ around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Let me tell you, if you haven't read Larry Klayman's new book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, let me tell you, do not... go straight to jail. Do not collect $200. You want to go straight. Amazon, come to our website. It's linked on our website. Get your hands on this book. This is where we are. It's serious stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, what you thought may be happening, and you thought, oh, you know, those conservatives are just blowing things out of context. They're really not. And then you see the reality of what's happening, whether we're talking about inflation, as Larry and I were talking about earlier, and how this Democratic Party, and it's a Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen, and yes, with compliance from the Republicans, that have allowed them to go into the back pockets of our great-grandchildren that haven't been born yet, Larry. I mean, this is like, as I said earlier, you know, taxation without representation.
Well, you could equate January 6th to the Boston Tea Party in a way, too, you know, in that regard. But, see, there's a plan here. It's not just bankrupting the country to hand money out. By putting people on the dole, they don't need to work. They don't want to work. And, therefore, you destroy business. You destroy capitalism. And you destroy, you know, every sense of self-respect that the American people have for themselves. But I was saying at the break.
But hang on one second, though. I want people to really catch what you just said. This is so important. The destruction of small business. They get all that out of the way. And guess what happens? You need to have small business. But now it comes back and it's under control of the government, right? I mean, this is what the communists do. Right. Okay, go
That's
ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's another book to read in addition to mine. It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandals. You read Atlas Shrugged of Ayn Rand.
Yes, right.
1958. Okay.
Yes.
We're in a worse shape than we were then, when everything was dumbed down. There was no achievement. The government took over. You couldn't, you know, speak freely. And an individual, you know, fiction at the time, but now it's become reality, named John Gall, took industrialists, scientists, artists, academia, and they just left. And they waited for the country to be destroyed to then reclaim it. Okay, we cannot wait for our country to be destroyed. That was, by the way, during the time period we thought communism was on the rise. Now we know it's actually here.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's much worse. But Ayn Rand was very farsighted, as was Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And again, getting back to the thesis of my book and why we need to reclaim our own legal system, like Wyatt Earp in the Old West, you know, under the laws of nature, nature's got to mete out justice ourselves to these criminals that are running our government, is that the judges won't do it. I've mm-hmm. been doing this for 45 years, Bill. The recourse is not in the courts anymore.
Right.
It's not. Mm-hmm. You know, they're bought and paid for by special interests that got them their jobs with campaign contributions and other forms of bribery, and they return the favor to those that are in power.
And there's only so much favor that you can return before you've shredded the Constitution. And this is what's happening. This is why the young people, the millennials, the ex-genners and all this, Larry, there's no trust. The institutions have failed them. And it's obvious. I mean, they see it themselves quite clearly. And it's the rest of us that are just thinking, you know, like you say, you know, we're kind of just shrugging through our existence, thinking, well, okay, well, maybe we'll be dead by the time there's a full takeover. But, you know, Barack Obama made it clear. And I remind everybody, in 2008, he said he was in for the fundamental transformation of the country. And guess what? It hadn't stopped. We got a 4-year break with Trump, but they did everything they could to block Trump and block anything that he did on behalf of we the people. And then when they took over by hook or by crook, here they are, and the fundamental transformation is now at warp speed.
It is. We're about 90% gone right now. We're on our back gasping for air right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad part is, and I was saying this as well before the break, is that I have people in my own family, you may have them in yours and others that are out there listening, who are in retirement, and they think, well, okay, I'm just going to put my feet up on the coffee table and watch Sean Hannity and be entertained, okay? No. What about your kids and what about your grandkids? Think of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, who were so wealthy that today, even with inflation, they would have been millionaires. They risked everything, because they understood what was going to happen going down the line. King George III was not a fraction as bad as the people that are now in control of this country.
Right.
And you got to think about it. And mm-hmm. and the fact that they're using this yes man of an FBI director, Christopher Wray, mm-hmm. who wants to keep his job, is like Zelig, you know, from a Woody Allen movie. Whoever is in power, he's going to scratch their backs as their own Gestapo. I got a black actor I represent in Hollywood. He was in Washington peacefully. They bust into his house at 5:45 a.m., 20 FBI agents in Hollywood. They handcuff him in front of his friends and his kids who were staying with them. He has to talk to a lawyer. They say, you don't need any lawyer. They interrogate him. They then seize all of his computers and his cell phone so he can't do business. You know, they basically put him out. His name is Siaka Masakwa. Now, I filed a class action lawsuit in federal court on behalf of him and everybody else that was in Washington peacefully is being treated in this fashion. You know, you can hold your breath as to whether a judge is going to let that go forward, okay? I hate to predict it, but see, these judges, they're owned by the establishment. So consequently, it's worth doing that to make a point and to tell the FBI there is some oversight here. Mm-hmm. But the reality is the American people have to rise up and do it for themselves right now. Mm-hmm. So if you care about your kids and grandkids, then, you know, go play golf, you know, every now and then on the weekend or whatever, but do something during the week. Support Freedom Watch, freedomwatchusa.org. Support some other group. You know, go out and protest. Go out and make your views known. And frankly, Bill, do what you think is right, okay? I wouldn't obey these mask mandates. I'm sorry, I wouldn't. You know, the law of man sometimes comports with the law of God, but it doesn't always comport with the law of God. I'll go with the law of God anytime.
Amen. I'm with you. And again, we have to bring reality. We've been saying this for a number of years, Larry, because I think people have lost understanding and comprehension of the idea of we the people. You know, Donald Trump brought it back to the forefront, and it concerned those on the left because that idea of we the people, it is a powerful force. And we the people are starting to stand up. We see little inklings of this, like at school board meetings where the mother bears and even the papa bears are going in and confronting these school boards about CRT. But this needs to really organically spread and explode in such a way, you're exactly right, that we the people take back our government, because all these, both sides, I mean, all these elected politicians, they're in there for one reason, and that's to get reelected. If that's the case, that tells you their priorities are off, and you can see it by the way they legislate, Larry. I mean, it's so obvious, isn't it?
Well, it is, but you're not going to do that through the Republican Party.
Oh, no.
We were talking in the break. How many emails do you get every day asking for money? Even President Trump asking for money. He doesn't need our money. He needs us to stand up ourselves. We need new political parties. Yeah. We need to form our own government. I've suggested we take it back to Independence Hall. We don't need all these buildings that look like Disney World in Washington, D.C. Right. You know, we're not Greeks. We're Americans.
Right.
And, you know, let the criminals stay in Washington and commit crimes against each other. I mean, let them have fun, boys and girls. But if we go our own way, I believe the military will support us. And I'll tell you something. The military now, watching what's going on in Afghanistan, pray there isn't a coup d'etat. I don't want to see violence. But I'll tell you something. They may be coming shortly for Biden and tell him your time's up, because all those people that died in Afghanistan, maimed, 22 people plus every day committing suicide that came back from Afghanistan and these wars, and now he's trashed the whole thing. You know, it didn't have to be done this way. Well, I suppose you were a Gold Star parent and you had a child die in Afghanistan.
Oh, exactly.
What are you feeling today?
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Exactly.
It's unbelievable, Bill. I mean, this country, you know, it's gone right now. The question is, can we resurrect it with the help of the Father and the Son?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, that's really is what it's all about. I mean, God was the one that gave us favor. And because the pilgrims chose God, as a friend of mine said, you know, God chose the Jews, but the pilgrims chose God. And America has been, you know, has been living off of that benefit ever since, and along the way arrogantly turned their back on Almighty God. And how's that working for us right now? Well, I'll tell you, we need above all things to seek the Father's face and pray for forgiveness, Larry.
Well, you're right. Remember what happened in Egypt, Passover, okay, that God sent plagues into Egypt and the angel of death to kill the firstborn of each Egyptian male. ask yourself this.
Right, we're right there.
COVID-19, a plague that
got it. Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last. So talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448. 1448 for additional cost information.
This is
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Afghanistan Provisional Government has failed. At least three people were killed Monday at the Kabul airport amid Taliban takeover in the city. The Taliban overran the capital city of Kabul over the weekend as President Biden stayed on vacation. The Taliban are now the 35th largest air force in the world, thanks to U.S. assets left behind. Former ambassador to Afghanistan Ryan Crocker on Bloomberg TV last week says the Afghan government will not survive.
It is beyond disingenuous for the president to say now we've made all these inputs and that's up to them to fight for their own country when he embraced the process and he owns it lock, stock, and barrel, guaranteeing that the government will probably not survive.
The Taliban captured Bagram Air Base on Sunday and released thousands of prisoners, including many senior Al-Qaeda operatives. The death toll from Haiti's 7.2 magnitude earthquake climbed to nearly 1,300 people on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The reality of the headlines is the reality of the headlines. Don't be confused. You know, we've got to be consumers of the truth to a degree that we understand what this is doing, you know, as Larry Klayman was laying out for us. I mean, this all puts us on a very dangerous and self-destructive trajectory. Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books is going to join us here shortly. And we're going to be talking about, you know, what our government has been doing with our money. You know, we talked about, you know, the imposition of taxes to the next generation. And there's some conversation that maybe, you know, kids not born yet that will inherit this debt that, you know, either Congress not be allowed, just flat out not be allowed to, and I agree with this, that they not be allowed to encumber generations who are not here that have a say. I mean, what is that all about? Well, Adam Andrzejewski joins us now. Adam, I was just saying that, you know, with all this spending that's going on that is going to involve, you know, it's our kids, our grandkids, great-grand, I mean, some kids that aren't even born yet that will be born into this country and inherit this debt. I mean, there's just something wrong about them not being represented. What do you say?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think it's a moral outrage that, you know, Democrats and Republicans over the course of decades have literally spent the country into oblivion. Check this out. So, you know, when George W. Bush came into office, our national debt was $5.8 trillion. When Barack Obama left office, our national debt was $19.9 trillion. After 4 years of Donald Trump in a national pandemic, on a bipartisan basis, the national debt went to $28 trillion. And now, look, all bets are off. The forecast is for $50 trillion by 2050. I mean, things are out of control.
Yeah, without a doubt. And here we are. I was reading one of your Forbes articles about how much we spent in foreign aid, nearly $300 billion in foreign aid in 2013, from 2013 through 2018. Okay, that's not including the last couple of years. And you got to see what's going on in Afghanistan. I mean, how much foreign aid now is going to go to Taliban?
So here's the deal. I mean, hopefully everything gets cut off, obviously, to the Taliban. That's not what President Biden forecast when he said our troops were going to leave. He said our foreign aid would continue to flow to Afghanistan. I don't think he anticipated the rapid reversal, even though a lot of people did, the rapid reversal of the Taliban just completely crushing the rest of the country. But here's what we know. In the latest year available, according to our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, Afghanistan received in 2018 $6 billion. It was two times more than any other country. The runner-up is Israel. We give them, and the democracy, the beacon in the Middle East, we give them about $3 billion per year. Afghanistan was getting $6 billion, and that did not count, Bill, the money of our troops and military support in the country. That would all be billions of dollars extra.
Oh, of course. Yeah, exactly.
Year. So we were given $6 billion in foreign aid to Afghanistan.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, and maybe that whole process, and I'm just thinking about this, is that we protected and coddled them to such a degree that we have the exact result of what we, you know, what the people in Afghanistan are experiencing. I mean, I feel for these people, Adam. I mean, this is like,
absolutely,
you know, Hanoi all over again. I mean, and, you know, and I saw this.
We can't even get our people out.
No, exactly. And then people are so desperate, and I don't know if you saw this footage, they're so desperate to get on the plane that they're hanging on the plane, and you see bodies falling off the plane. I mean, this is so, and then down on the ground, these women, I mean, here's this, you know, hashtag Democratic Party, you know, we're all for women stuff, and they've allowed the women of Afghanistan to be taken over and overrun by the Taliban in the most disgusting and base of ways. I mean, they are promised objects to Taliban warriors, and that's part of the recruiting process. And we've known this forever, because you get these guys, and they say, don't worry about it. You know, you're not having sex right now, but you will. We got you covered. And here they are. They take over Afghanistan, and they're having a heyday, and all these young girls are all being assigned to Taliban warriors.
It's absolutely disgusting. And so, look, I mean, this is an abject failure of U.S. foreign policy, of U.S. foreign aid. I mean, it goes back through multiple administrations in 20 years. Like, what were we standing up? What infrastructure did we really build on a permanent basis? It's all of it's being washed away nearly overnight.
Exactly. And Joe Biden here, what, last month, just a little over a month ago, said that he was confident that, you know, that the Afghanistan government was going to be able to stand up against the Taliban, that, you know, the Taliban was such a small group of marauders, there was no way they were going to be able to. Well, you know, once again, Joe Biden batting 1,000% when it comes to foreign policy. Even his own counselor said he's never gotten anything right. So what will we expect here? I mean, this is one measure of incompetence after another that, you know, people should stop scratching their heads and just see it for what it is. I mean, this is the continuation of Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of this country, and they're doing everything they can to implode and destroy the foundational bumper guards, you know, for this country that keeps us a free republic. I mean, they're in, you know, this is why the borders are open. We're being overrun there. I mean, these decisions are being made regarding the economy blowing. I mean, it's a takeover. It is a takeover, one step of property, of intellectual property, everything right across the board, Adam. I mean, this is, I mean, we're losing this democratic republic.
Well, on July 8th, quoted at USA Today, the president in a press conference said, he told reporters that it was not inevitable. This is only 30 days ago, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Not inevitable that the Taliban would seize control of the government, and that Biden trusted the ability of the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces, who is, quote, better trained, better equipped, and more competent in terms of conducting war. Well, it doesn't seem so in this case, does it?
No. And I think to your earlier point, with us giving them so much money, did we make them fat and happy to such a degree? Or the same thing that we found before is that they're loyal to the government, to the Afghan government, to a point. And, you know, we haven't heard direct stories, but we've known in the past when the Taliban came in, then the opposition, the military that was supposedly faithful to the government, dropped guns and ran. Or joined up with the Taliban?
Well, this is the problem with $300 billion worth of foreign aid over 6 years. And you just touched on the central issue.
Mm-hmm.
Just how much abject corruption and waste is involved in the treasure of the American taxpayer when we send it overseas? Where is any accountability on any of this money? Look, in our oversight report, Bill, we identified $47 billion a year. And let me tell you, it's a black box. We worked on this report for months. $47 billion in a given year is given in U.S. foreign aid. And we compared that up against the amount of federal aid to state governments, to the 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
And incredibly, our U.S. foreign aid outranks 48 out of the 50 states. Only California and New York receive more federal money into their state government than what we give away every year in U.S. foreign aid.
Wow. You know, and look at the results of this. And this is the thing. You know, Joe Biden and the Democrats want us to believe, and even some, it's the whole establishment. So when you talk about the establishment, it's not necessarily the Republicans versus the Democrats. It's all the establishment. Because you've got Republicans who have abandoned conservatism in order to be part of the establishment. Because the fix is in, Adam. I mean, their primary job is not to legislate on behalf of we the people. Their number one job is to get reelected. And when that becomes your number one job, you lose sight of serving the people that voted you into office. But yet the people, for some reason, cannot seem to, I don't know, discern it, figure this stuff out. But it is so obvious, and here we are at the, we're on, you know, we've been saying we're at that tipping point and we're at the brink. But Adam, I don't know that we've ever been this close before at the brink, if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, a lot of these issues are internal. It's up to we, the people. We have
Amen.
To make a stand right now.
Exactly. We got to go to break. We got more from Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Book. Stay with us.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
About 15 minutes before the top of the hour, Adam Angieski, founder of Open the Books, continues with us. Adam, you know, as you and I were talking off the air here, this is a serious issue where America has to realize that this isn't going to work itself out by itself. That's been the problem from day one. We thought, well, surely, you know, they'll figure it out, and this is commonsensical, and we've allowed these elected officials to run away with our government and misrepresent we the people, and it's all about self-interest. It is not about the people's. That's clear, because if it was about the people's interest, I would say we never would have shut down over this COVID, even though it's a serious thing. But even after everything is all said and done, the CDC, which, you know, this was, you know, a little bit of a soft headline here about maybe 5 weeks ago. And boy, they did everything they could pat that down when the CDC came out and said, well, actually, the people that died of COVID only was only about 4%, maybe 5%. Well, that's half of a normal flu season. So for that, we did exactly what Donald Trump warned us about, was do not make the cure worse than the disease. And that's exactly what has happened and continues to be exacerbated by this Joe Biden administration.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, to a T, I think you nailed every comment there, Bill. You know, the warnings have been out there. We're not heeding the warnings. Here's why I'm hopeful and optimistic about the future, because a lot of our threats to the Republic right now are internal. That places it within our own sphere of influence. That places it within our own networks, our own ability to get things done within our own backyards. And I think, yet again, the American people, you know, we're going to rise to the occasion. Oftentimes, we don't do things ahead of time, but we do things on time, and now is that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is, people need to understand the prevailing forces against that movement. I mean, the rank corruption that's taking place in the CIA, the FBI, all, you know, that they have taken advantage in allowing Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the ilk to upend things domestically. I mean, this is a formidable force. And this is why, Adam, for me, being a man of faith, I believe we've got to call on, you know, the Lord of Heaven's armies to come down here. God sees this. I mean, you know, as I said earlier, and a friend of mine pointed this out, and I thought it was great insight,
that it was God who chose Israel, but it was America who chose God. And there's something special about that choice that God remembers. And this is why, you know, I keep leaning, if I might continue on this vein for just a moment, so forgive me. But I keep leaning on 2 Chronicles 7:14. We've heard this time and again, if my people. It's not everybody. It's just the people of God, the men and women of God who are called by his name, called by God. You know, we're the ones to see this first. We're the ones that must ascend to God and admit to God, hey, we've blown it. We've played. We have a role in this mess. We can't just blame everything on Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. We've all participated, especially those who are called by God's name. We have to humble ourselves. We have to see it the way God sees it. Confess. Confess to God. Then he will, you know, he'll hear us. His face will shine upon us. He'll forgive our sins and come and heal our land. Because the things that we're into right now, Adam, they're so monumental. They're so massive that I don't think there's a government in play on its own on this earth that can clean up this mess. It has to be something supernatural. It has to be God himself that gives us mercy and grace and love once again to come in and heal this land. But the people, we the people who are called by his name, must do our part first.
Well, at its nexus, what you're talking about is the central question of the existence of the country, and that is whether or not America has lost God's favor. Since the founding of the country, we are the only nation that recognizes in the Constitution that we receive our rights from God and not from a government. We instituted a government to secure the rights. So has America lost God's favor? We know that, you know, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams died 50 years to the date of the signing of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th. And right. That was viewed as God's blessing on the Union when those two great men passed on the same day as the signing. And so the question today is, you know, all of us have to get right with the Ten Commandments. We've got to get right and make sure our souls are in good condition as we go into this battle. We're going to need God's favor.
Amen. And Adam, the thing is about God, and we read about it in the Old Testament time and time again, where the children of Israel turned their back on God. God judged them. They pursued God again. God forgave them. God is a forgiving God. He's a redeeming God. He is a God of life. And what's happening right now is the shroud of death. Everything that death represents is running rampant in our country. And the stopgap in all that is Almighty God himself and the people who are called by his name. We're reminded that there is that remnant. There still is that remnant of people who still believe in the Ten Commandments. We believe in God. We believe in everything that our founding fathers enumerated in our Declaration of Independence and in our founding documents in the Constitution. And God gives us a remedy. He says, if we'll turn from our wicked ways, and I believe what's happening, Adam, to be perfectly frank with you, is more and more people are realizing, hey, you know what? God, you're right. We are wicked. We've really messed up. We've messed this great American experiment that you blessed us. We turned our back. We thought arrogantly we could handle it on our own, and somehow that combination that we could handle it on our own, or maybe just become apathetic and allow others who are not called by God's name to rule this country. And in so doing, you know, it's like Ronald Reagan warned, you know, that a country that is no longer under God will go under.
Well, and that's exactly right. And so that's well articulated, but we're very close to springing it back yet again.
Yes.
But we have to get engaged. And I'm inspired by, you know, I'm Polish, and I'm inspired by, you know, Lech Walesa, Pope John Paul II, Margaret Thatcher, and Ronald Reagan. You know, I mean, it was impossible for the people of Poland to throw off communism. Absolutely impossible. This was forecast in the vision of Fatima when the Blessed Virgin appeared to, you know, some common French kids and said that the specter of communism will end in your lifetime. That was absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. No one saw that coming. I grew up in a small town of Hersher. I was watching for that, but it looked so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
When Pope John Paul II touched down in Poland, when the communists let him in for a week in 1978, he kissed the ground, looked up, and he said, "Be not afraid." which presupposed fear. It was, I mean, all institutional wisdom said if you stood up, you literally got shut down, shot. Down.
Yes.
We're not there in America yet. Like, we can solve this riddle, but we have to commit to, you know, we've got to get right with God, and we need God's favor.
Well, Adam, I want to transition, if we would. I know the people are going to ponder on what you and I have been talking about. This is that in terms of turning toward God, not turning away from God. God is waiting for us. He is a forgiving, he is a renewing God. And look, if either way, for the people of faith, we're on a winning team here. So if this is the end, if these are the last of the last days, we know that we'll go into the final chapters of Revelation, and we know how that ends. And things have already been determined by God to happen in a certain way. And as you see what's happening in the Middle East with this situation with Afghanistan and how Russia's coming in and all this other stuff, it purports, as a good friend of mine, Bill Salas, has written about for years of Psalm 83, that we're getting close to this. This is the unveiling of what Psalm 83 talks about. So we'll leave that there. But getting back to...
I want to continue the Pope John Paul II story.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, go ahead.
He gets up from the tarmac and he goes to his first open-air mass, and there's a million people, and he says to everybody, basically, we don't know how this is going to turn out, but you have to be a witness to history. So the Pope gives the Polish people a charge, you know, a directive. You have to witness to history. You have to stand for the good. And when the Polish people did that, communism fell. And that's the same charge we have. We don't know how it turns out, Bill, but you and I, our charge from God is to be a witness to history, to stand for the good.
Yes. Very, very well said, Adam. That's exactly it. I mean, we are, for a time such as this, as witnesses to what's going on, that we'll be able to tell our kids and our grandkids how God redeemed America, how God redeemed the world. Because, look, the world is licking its chops right now. These antithetical communist socialist forces are licking their chops with the obvious weakness of this country. And they're thinking, hey, they're going to run the board on this. But they forgot there is the Lord of Heaven's army that's standing in their way. Ultimately, it's not mere man.
Exactly. Exactly. But we have to be counted. You know,
yes.
I mean, Dante said that some of the hottest fires in hell are reserved for those people in a time of crisis who don't take a stand. And I think we're there.
Well, and we're reminded in the New Testament that having done all to stand, you keep standing. But, you know, and the only people that can keep standing are the ones whose feet are on the solid rock. And that rock represents the principles of God. It's that very principle, that rock that God had established his church when he told Peter. This is on this rock. I'm going to create something so formidable here on earth, because it's not going to be a piece of cake. You are going to be dealing with some battles here, and I'm going to give you some fortification in the form of the church, Christ's church, that he said the gates of hell could not prevail against. Boy, that's a lot of power right there, Adam, isn't it?
That is a lot of power. It is the power of the Almighty, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I appreciate your words of encouragement, and thank you for, you know, sharing that with us and encouraging our audience, because... You know, this is where hope comes from, and it comes from God, who we know, who has always been consistent. And for those of you that believe that maybe God isn't, you know, that concerned and that interested, boy, I'll tell you, all you have to do is look back on history, just like you cited in a couple of historical events, how the hand of God has moved mightily in the events of humanity, right?
Absolutely, Bill, and I think it happens again.
Well, that is our prayer. And our prayer also is, like you said, is that we have to take a stand against the evil that is moving upon us and upon our families. Adam Andrzejewski, OpenTheBooks.com. That's where you want to go for more information. Thank you, Adam. Take care.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law.
and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with his Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Hey, Jimmy.